All right, here we are, Badan and Cleo here at the end of the day. We are here to talk about the rental crisis, something that everyone has been going through. Let's have a quick chat with Badan and Cleo from Nomad Properties. All right, rental crisis.
We're in amongst the trenches again. Hi, Badan.
Hello. So Cleo is our property manager here, one of the best of the best. And we're here to talk about the rental crisis that everyone is experiencing on a day-to-day basis. How are you, Cleo, with being in the rental, in the literally on the main zone? How are you on a day-to-day basis getting calls from tenants and landlords? Very busy.
And when it comes to the current rental situation, we have both owners and tenants that have a perspective on what's going on with the shortage of rental properties, rents increasing to some above 30% from what they were a couple of years ago. And you can imagine the tenants aren't happy about it. And then on the flip side, the owners, you know, they're looking at their rents from 2 or 3 years ago and then comparing with properties that are on the market now. It is tough to find some middle ground with both owners and tenants.
Definitely. And it's not the owner's fault as well. Sometimes the tenants think, oh, why are you increasing my rent? Everything is going high up. And, you know, sometimes the property managers becomes the main villain of their life. You know, it's so hard to juggle between things. And clearly, as a property manager, they have to, you know, deliver the bad news. But as interest rates were going up, so it's even for landlords, you know, they have to pay the mortgage. So the only way that will ease up on that would be the increasing the rent. So it's kind of like a spinning circle. You know, one goes up, the next one just follows up. So that's why the rental spiral.
It's true. And, you know, when in doubt, blame your agent always. you don't blame the government. You don't blame the banks. It comes down to your property manager, your sales agent. We are here to cop it from both sides. Look, I had an interesting one today where I do have a landlord that has a couple of investments with us and, you know, looking at the current rent from 2 years ago and comparing to the rent what it is now if the property was to be re-let, and you know the figures don't seem to add up, especially if you have other agents or people going, oh wow, the rent's really low, you should be getting this. It's difficult to compare, you know post-COVID rent, even during COVID rent, with what the rent's doing right now. And you also have to take into consideration tenanted properties. So if you have a long-standing tenant in there, having the property jump from, you know, say $600 a week to now $850 is not a realistic ask for tenants because their wages haven't increased that much either. And, you know, the owner might not have been putting that money into the property either. So trying to get the value in, you know, doing rent increases with the current tenancy is very hard. Another thing that has put a spanner in the works is the legislation that stipulated owners can only have one rent increase per year. So if you were an owner last year or just coming out of COVID and you're like, oh, I've got a really good tenant, I don't want to increase the rent too much, maybe just $15 or $20. And then now they're like, wow, I could be getting $150 a week more. Why did I leave it at that? It's very hard to compare those conditions with now. Different story if you've got a tenant that's vacating and then the tenant moves out and the property goes on the market in this current market. That is completely different because you're going to achieve the actual current market value, but trying to do that out of a rent increase makes it really tricky. And if you don't want to lose your tenant, that's where the fun and the negotiations begin for us property managers. Another thing. Sorry, it's hard.
It's hard to find that fine line, just you know, to increase the rent and the tenants to stay. That's the middle ground, as people say. So, because if it's a good tenant that takes care of the property, the owners would like to keep them. And you know, it's hard to find a good tenant.
It's true, and some of these properties as well, if they are going to go to market, and you do decide you want to lose the tenant. Often, more often than not, you have to put in quite a bit of money into the property to achieve that market rent. You're going to have to do paint and carpet minimum. And some of these kitchens are very old, and you know they're not comparable to the modern properties that are letting, for example, with all the you know air conditioning, security access, built-ins, nice blinds, all that sort of thing. So. You have to look at all sides, and tenants as well complain because they look at what the rent was last year, and then now they're like, well, I've just rented this property, I'm paying $150 a week more, why am I paying that much? And those figures aren't determined by us, they're determined by you know the current market conditions.
The market, and
it's true. What was rented in November even last year, if you put it on the market now, you'd probably see a $20 or $30 increase from that as well. So with increases, it is one of those things. With the current tenancy, it's harder. And to re-let fresh with a fresh tenancy, you will achieve a lot more than what you could if you were just going to hike it up. No one wants a $250 rent increase living in a property for the last 2 years. But during COVID even, you know, we struggled with some properties to rent them at certain, you know, certain rents. And now those owners are also trying to recoup that money, you know, in the next year or two. I think May and June this year is where a lot of the owners are coming out of those increases from last year. And they can then look at putting their property up to current market, you know. But it's a lot of negotiating if you're going to keep your tenant, because, like we said, it's hard to do a massive hike with those rents. And look, it's a process, you know. If some of the tenants and the owners are, you know. Familiar with each other, and they might reach out and they might say, look, you know, this is the max I can pay, and then it's up to the owner if they want to entertain that or not. Excuse me.
Yeah, no, definitely, that's very true. Like, you know, with owners, like I mentioned, it has to be a fine line. And there's a current tenant there and you want to meet the market with the current rent, that $200 hike is not going to keep the tenant there, because the, you know, the property is exactly the same. Why would someone pay such more per week for the exact same place, right? So there are a few things. You might actually lose the tenant, you might be able to meet the market or not, depending upon the property. So let's say two bedroom unit in here will average rent for $700, but five years ago you'd probably be around 500. What do you think?
Also, you know, around the 620, 650 mark for something decent. Like, we're looking at two bedders now averaging 850 in DY that have got two bathrooms. That's huge. That's huge. And when you look at it renting for 780, you know, during COVID, to then go, well, now I can get 850, a lot of tenants are like, wow, that's outrageous.
Exactly.
But this shortage of stock is what's allowing these rises in rent happen, because an owner will just say, well, there's all these tenants looking for property, or there's no houses, I can easily achieve this rent. And another thing is, we've been really loyal to our clients during COVID. We maintained those rents and relationships, and you know, comparing 3 years ago with the current, you know, the current situation now, there were so many comparable factors. You know, we always have our clients' best interest at heart, and all our data and increases are based on things like CoreLogic and realestate.com and figures that are coming from the ground. We're not just pulling out these rent increase figures from just thin air. It's done, you know, we research this money that we look at. So I often send the link to tenants and owners, but to tenants especially, because sometimes they don't understand like how much things have changed, even in these short 2 years. You know, this is the figures, this is what's rented in your block, this is what rented yesterday, this is the current market, unfortunately. So it's, you know, we need more stock. I know everyone says that in the media and stuff. We need more development, we need more stock. That way, that's the only way I can see rents leveling out a bit, you know, a little bit.
But yeah, with as a tenant, like if you look from tenants' perspective, they wouldn't keep in mind about interest rate hikes, the strata going up and the councils going up. So they'll just think, oh, the landlord's just increasing the rent and, you know, cashing all the money. But in the background, there's like maintenance happening, there's strata rates going up, there's some levies coming up. So there are all those things in consideration. So all the rent increase happens, like it's something that just happens that's out of anyone's control. And
totally,
I think most of them are, you know, the tenants kind of set the benchmark, because there's one two-bedroom apartment, there's five people. And if they, you know, offer higher, there's a new benchmark now. So
it's so true, they do.
Yeah. And in the same unit, someone, that went 720. I only get 720 for mine. So they start advertising at 720, but people offer higher. So it just keeps on going there. It's just the market. So it's hard to fight that.
It is. And we're always here to help, you know, with tenants. If there's, you know, that we do have a database for tenants. I help tenants, you know, when something new comes up that I know the landlord's selling, for example, and they need, you know, they need a rental property. We maintain those relationships, you know, just as much as we do with our landlords, but with our tenants as well, as best we can. But, you know, it's hard if you're going from a low-lying fruit property to then expect to be able to get back into the market at that sort of rent. It's very hard to do so. So it's not all doom and gloom. You know, we can see that there are a few more properties coming to market for rent at the moment. You know, the stock levels are going up a little bit. So that will help ease a bit of that pain for tenants, I'm sure. And for those owners out there that are looking at rent, you know, from 2 or 3 years ago and saying, look, you know, either my agent didn't perform or my rent is so low, just keep in mind that we're in unprecedented times. And no one could have predicted just how much rents would increase. So there are options that, apart from the one increase per year, you can look at doing some renovations, negotiating with your tenant. And yeah, we're always available to talk you through it, as we're on the ground every day. And yeah, we hope this rental shortage is not going to last forever.
Exactly. I think it'll ease up a little, considering lots of buildings are being almost near completion. Something was held by COVID. Now they're almost completing. So, you know, a few more units and houses are coming up. So hopefully it'll ease up and, you know, kind of go easy on the people that are renting out. And yeah, totally understand. Everything is going up, like the fuel prices, groceries and everything. And top of that, the rental would be really, really a knife in the back. So so if there's anything we can help with, feel free to give us a buzz. All our property managers are great. They've been here for a few decades now, so they'd love to help you and walk you through the process. And anything else you want to add, Cleo?
No, I think we've covered tonight's topic on, you know, the crisis, rent increases, everything else. And thank you for coming and helping out tonight with Novak News.
Yeah, this is always fun, having talked something different. But I think, yeah, that's pretty much it. Signing out, Badan and Cleo. Have a good night. And like I mentioned, if there's anything we can help with, feel free to give us a buzz anytime. All right,
thanks,
take care.
Good night, have everyone. A great night. Bye, everyone. Bye-bye.